Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Toldos. Chodesh Kislev Tavshin Pei Alach Len Shemein Tzchus for First of Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Bernivka Pesuah Shechai Sol. First idea comes to us from the Chasim Sofer Chaf A Chaf Aleph, the third pasuk in the Parsha. Vayata Yitzchak La Hashem Nanochach Ishto Ki Akrohi Vayasro Lo Hashem Atara Rivka Ishto. What happens is that Yitzchak is davening on the next to Rivka, opposite Rivka, and we know that they're both davening. And the pasuk right before, the pasuk seems to tell us, the Chasim Sofer tells us, that Rivka, by the way, she was the Bas Pesuah Arami, Mipadon Aram. So the Chasim Sofer says, why do you have to know, first of all, that Yitzchak is davening next to her in the same room? And number two, in the pasuk right before, why do you have to tell me that, by the way, she was the daughter of Bas Pesuah? So the Chasim Sofer says, Alpi Halacha. You know, when it comes to Halacha, that when you daven for someone, you have to mention their name and their parents' name. However, Yitzchak did not want to mention his in-laws' names because they were Rishon. But the halacha lamaisa says the Chasim Sofer that it doesn't apply if you are in the presence of the person you are davening for. It means if you are in the presence of the person you are davening for, you do not, and the parents are rishonim, you do not have to mention their parents' names. So therefore, he davka davens in Rivka's presence in order not to have to mention Lavan and Lavan's wife's name. And that's exactly what the Chasim Sofer says. It says right before Bas Pesuah Arami to tell you that at the end of the day it was a prelude to explain why Yitzchak davened in the same room. Why did he daven in the same room? He davened in the same room so he wouldn't have to mention Lavan's name and his wife's name to have this chus avos. He had this chus avos for himself, but he didn't want to daven there. The Rashbam tells us, Lenochach ishto is b'shvil ishto, on behalf of his wife. But I think the Gemara tells us that you can always learn the opposite. So if Lemaisa, if chus avos is really, could work for your fault, it could also work for your advantage too. And this is what we said last week from the Zera Kodesh. Why is it Eliezer says in Chav Dalet Yud Beis VaYomar Hashem Lekei Adoni Avram Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Avram, you should help me in my Chesed to do. Says the Zerkosh, what was he doing? He was arousing Schus Avos. So at the end of the day, Schus Avos can work for your favor, and Schus Avos can also work against you. But at the end of the day, we know that when it comes to Tova, that it's Meruba Tova Maod. At the end of the day, Yitzchak was very careful to obviously follow Halacha. But to be able to understand that Schus Avos can help you and Schus Avos can also hurt you, we have to make sure to always connect to ours. Schus Avos Mamish. Tzadik ben Tzadik, like Rashi picks up, that a Tzadik ben Tzadik's tefillah is answered more than a Tzadik ben Rashi's tefillah. But I think the main message is Schus Avos. To know where we come from. What greater time of the year, the Chashmonoim, the Kislev, to know that the Ner Nishmas Adam is Mamish inside of each and every one of us. That we have the Pintaliyat inside of each and every one of us. We have our Schus Avos to be able to hold on to and to cling on to. Second idea comes from the Bnei Sascher. Bnei Sascher writes in the Sefer Iger Dekala on Alatar. I didn't see this inside, but I saw it quoted. It says, "Vayahav in Chafet Chavches. Vayahav Yitzchak as Yitzchak ki Yatzai befit veRivka ohevas as Yaakov." Yeah, so Yitzchak loves Esav because he was quick with his mouth, but Rivka loves Yaakov no reason, no nothing. But if you look at the lashon of ohevas, Vayahav Yitzchak by Esav is past tense. Vayahav, or he would love present. Excuse me, future tense. Ohevas is lashon hove. What's for Rivka Oheves? Says Bnei Sascher, Bechol Pam Gavra Ohavas Al Yaakov. Every single time Rivka's love increased for Yaakov so much. That's what it says, Oheves Beloshen Hove. That her love increased every single minute for her son, for Yaakovinu, and increased every single second. Her Ava for her son increased every single second. And that's exactly the vort, the Sichos Al Yezer, Blazer Geldzahler, Shlita, we said this earlier today, says the whole vort from the Chasim Sofer, our second Sofer of the day. He says, why is it that Tzorei Meinu passed over that kid, Yitzchak? So everyone thinks he grew up, you know, she had an anxiety attack. She had a heart attack. Chas v'sham, says the Chasim Sofer. And you think at the end of the day, Avram Vina didn't go over the plan with Sarah. At the end of the day, Sarah had such a dvekis to the Bona Shalom that her husband and her son were able to accomplish such a great thing. And she kemat lo nishchat Yitzchak, says the Chasim Sofer. She realized she reached such a high level of dvekis by Hashem that her neshama one shit to Shemayim, Mishum Cain, Haisa Gidol Yosem Avram, Shizchos, Shizach, Samasha Avram Yitzchak Lo Zachu. At the end of the day, Avram Yitzchak had to go back because they said, we're going to come back by Eliezer and Yishmael. And they said those words by Noshuva Aleichem. But Sarah never said those things. Sarah never said that we're going to come back. Sarah knew, of course. But at the end of the day, she was so completely devoted to the Bona Shalom. And therefore, it says that Reb Lezer Geldzahler, according to the Chasim Sofer, that what Avram Yitzchak accomplished was great, but Sarah was even greater. That her neshama flew up to the Bona Shalom, how proud she was for her husband and her son. And that's exactly what Avos Hashem is. The ahava that Rivka had for Yaakov was constant. It was constantly growing. And that's what Sarah Meinu had for the Bona Shalom. And that's for us as well. When we look at our children, we have to channel the love we have for our kids, the love we have for our families, and to know that our love has to be mamish for the Ribbono Shel Olam so much. Just every single day, just like our love is constant, our love for the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be constant as well. Like the Rambam tells us, you want to know how to love the Ribbono Shel Olam? Look at your spouse. Look at your family members. You want to know how, you have, just like you love them, you have to love the Ribbono Shel Olam even more. But it's constant, it's everlasting, it's eternal. Beautiful idea from the Ben Yisoschar, and the Chasam Sofer explained to our Blazer Gelzal and Sefer Sichos Soliaz. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Mor of Hashemesh. In the beginning of Shlishi, Vayid Ha'ish, Vayelech Ha'loch, Vayigadu Aki Gadu Ma'od. And Yitzhak was becoming great in his status in his flock. Vahilo Miknet Son Mikna Valkar Vavuda Rabba. Vayikano also Plishim. The Plishim got so jealous from him, he acquired so many great things. And Rashi says, what's Vavuda Rabba? Pula Rabba, much work. Says the Mor of Hashemesh, what's that deeper idea of Vavuda Rabba? It says the Mor of Hashemesh, such a beautiful insight. Vavuda Rabba is very simple. He's not talking about just Gashmias. It's talking about Baruchnias. It's talking about Yitzchak Hiskaber Baravos Hashem Bechol Kochel. That Yitzchak, you know, Vavuda Rabba does not just refer to Gashmias, that a tzaddik is constantly working on his Torah and his Tefillah, v'hu ma'isav ha'kadosh ha'adei oizke b'toro v'tefillah, v'hu me'er l'arz v'l'der ma'alev v'prat l'chol e'em esvad ha'mesvadkim e'elo. At the end of the day, his whole inin was b'chol derchah ha'de'eyo. Avudu Rabba does not just refer to his gashmis. He just refers to a tzaddik who's constantly searching and yearning more for the Boshem. Moistav ha'olich. Constantly working b'chol kosos. B'chol kochos. Right? That's the whole inin by Chanukah candles. What we hold most of ha'olich, Beis Hillel says. 1, 2, 3. You don't go 8, 7, 6. 1, 2, because moistav ha'olich. A Jew's job is to always be constant more and more and more. And this is where Rav Mordechai Shapiro, whose yahrzeit was just, I think, tonight or yesterday. Mordechai Shapiro was going to say this on Hallel, Mitzvah Hashem. He says, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. Yosef, when a Jew wants to increase their avodas Hashem, they want to be better. Hashem says, Hashem Aleichem, I'm going to help you. Habal etar mesayno, so like the Gemara says in Yuma and Makos, is to make sure to always to take that first step. But Kol Kocho says the more of Hashemesh. That's avodah rabba doesn't just mean the gashmis. It means that he constantly was working hard. And that's a Yosef Hashem Aleichem. And that's what Rabbi Nachman was very careful to make sure to tell his chassidim. When you daven, it's got to be b'koyach gadol. Look at Sichos Haran Samach Vav. He's your mode kama pa'omen lispa b'koyach gadol. L'hachnis kol kocha b'divar tefillah. When you daven, you got to put your whole energy, your whole being, your whole essence into davening. And that's for avodah. Maybe you can say avodah is avodah shebelev. When it comes to davening, you have to put our whole essence. But at the end of the day, it's not just referring to putting our kishkas into our gashmis, into our business, our parnasa. It's dafka referring to our ruchnis, our primis, our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. A beautiful insight of the Mor of Hashemesh, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, Rabbi Nachman. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Emre Emes, Tofrei Shayim Beis, the paragraph that says, Ma Zeh. So the Emre Emes says, Chav Zayin, Chav Aleph. We have the whole plan by Rivka and Yaakov, the trick Yitzchak. Ayom Yitzchak, Yaakov, Higashah, Nav, Amushcha, Beni, Ha'ata, Zeh, Beni, Esav, Imlo. Come over here, I want to see if you're Esav or not. So what happens, Rashi says, Omer Yitzchak, Beliba, Ein Darach Esav, Liol Shem Shemayim, Shogar Befiv. It wasn't so Esav-dick to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu on his lips, because the puzzle before that, Yaakov said, "Vemer kikra Hashem alecha lefanai. Had you come back here so fast, Chadosh Baruch arranged it for me." It says the Emre Emes, Yaakov was very careful to go into Esav's clothes, but he couldn't take a Chadosh Baruch off his mouth. Didn't he want to get the brachos? Says the Emre Emes, a beautiful insight. When it comes to Kabbalah Sumach Hashemayim, a Jew can never lose 1 second. Yaakovinu gam ken yodom mizeh rak shlohaya yachob bli Shem Shemayim. Of course, he knew he was going to put himself in danger. But at the end of the day, he could not, even if he was lying, quote unquote, to his father, he could not lose his Kabbalah Sumach Hashemayim even for 1 second. Hatzadikim enem yachob mios rega echob bli Yer Shemayim. That's what the whole Imre Emes was saying. That Yaakov was saying, even if he was going to put him in doubt, maybe his father was going to catch him, he couldn't not talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam. He couldn't not talk about his connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because a Jew's job is constantly his Kabbalah Sumach Hashemayim. It's constant dedication to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And this is exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says. When we put on our tefillin in the morning, we know the Ashkenazim custom is to say Baruch Shem Kol Machasul Yolam Vod after we say the bracha on the Rosh. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's so silly. We have to say the bracha, say the bracha. We don't have to say what's Baruch Shem. His Baruch Shem is not just saying for a bracha levatala. Baruch Shem is being makab ol mechashmayim for the entire day. Now you put your tefillin on the Rosh, you're being makab ol Kodesh Baruch Hu throughout the entire day. You put your Rosh on, you have your Yad ready to go, your actions, you have your Rosh, your Machshavas, your thoughts, you're ready to go. Yaakov Avinu was telling himself and telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, teaching every single one of us, our dedication, our devotion to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that even when he was tricking Yitzchak, has to be constant, had to be everlasting, had to be eternal. And that was the whole essence of why even he put himself in a place where Yitzchak was going to start asking kashas, because his Jew job, he can never let go of the Ribbono Shel Olam even for 1 second. What a beautiful insight from the Emre Emes and from the Aruch HaShulchan. Moving on to D number 5. Near the Rav comes also from Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. We haven't quoted him in a while. The Alexander Rebbe, a beautiful sefer. Perch of Zion, Pasuk of Zion, the last Pasuk in Chamishi. So finally, Yitzchak gives the bracha to Yaakov. Vayigash, vayishak lo. He feels him and he kisses him. Vayorach esreach begodah vayrachel. Vayomer reach benik reach hasoda asher berchu Hashem. He drew close to him and kissed him and he smelled the fragrance of his garments and blessed him. He said, oh, the smell of my son is like the fragrance of the field which Hashem has blessed. Rashi says, shenosav reach tov. As I say, tabuchim is the field of apples. But Yitzchak still wants to know, why is he adding the word beni? Just say, reach, reach hasoda. What's beni? What's the lashon of beni? Yismach Shal says a beautiful insight. He says, the same way like the blessing of the smell was nitzchi. That smell was the reich nichoach. I believe it was Pesach. It was mamash the carbon, Pesach. And that smell, that eternal smell, was everlasting. So too, our status as beni, as chelik of Yaakov Avinu, and as the Yismach Shal says, kach v'inu ha-chelik Yaakov shebekoach ish Yisrael afabe sheyechta v'yitnav. We have the reich hakdu and nikura pnimis, just like that smell was eternal. We have the ultimate connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and when it comes to the korbanos, so too the beni status is eternal. It's everlasting, and we know whenever we have this mentioned, this is mamish Chanukah, this is Purim, this is Judaism 101, Gemara Kiddushin. When we consider Kachrosh Baruch Hu's children, machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, usually machlokas we follow like Rabbi Meir. Excuse me, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says bekach lekach. No, only when you do the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as well. Rabbi Meir says bekach lekach in the korbanim. And Rashba says usually follow like Rabbi Huda and Machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir. The Korban Rebbe says the mitzvah of the farsim, the Shrashba. We have to understand that even if when we mess up, we have to know we always have the connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Just like the Reich in Yechoach is always La Hashem, is always eternal. So too Beni, that status, that entranceway, we always have to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's the Chanukah, that's the Pintali and the Hashem Nishmas Odom. The candle inside of each and every one of us is always flickering, it's always there, it's always constant. We always have that ability to return to ourselves and ultimately to return to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Beautiful insight, the Yismach Yisrael and the Rav Biederman, he puts that Gemara Kedusha and the Rashba and the Korban Rebbe together. Beautiful, let's go over these five ideas. He started off saying the Chasam Sofer tells us why was it necessary for the Pasuk to tell us that Rivka came from Besuah, and why does it tell us that Davka that they were in the same room davening? So the Chasam Sofer says, "B'hal pi halacha, you're not supposed to when if someone's parents are Rishon, you're not supposed to mention them. So that's only if the person's not there. If the person is there, you don't have to mention them. You don't have to mention the parents. So Davka Yitzchak was in the room of Rivka, so she didn't have to mention her lover's name. And the Pasuk tells us right before that to be able, it was a prelude, it was an introduction to be able to tell us that. And just like it works out like that, Tzadim Ruba Toiva. Opposite works as well. By Schus Ovas, the Zerah Kodesh is by Eliezer. Eliezer was saying, Schus Ovas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the master of Avram helped me. And you have to make sure always to be able to connect to our Schus Ovas. The second idea, the Agar the Kal, the Ben Yisosra, Sefer Allah Torah, Rivko, Heves is Yaakov, why is Heves Losh and Hoiva? Because her love was everlasting, it was constant, it was strong, it was eternal, it was always constant growing. Most of Holech, like Beisil says Gemara and Shabbos, it was growing. And that's what the Chasim Sofer, by Sarimenu, Yaakov, Avram and Yitzchak, they said, we are coming back. And therefore, their neshama was stuck to their guf. Sarah Meno never made that statement. So we always thought that she, Chas v'Shalom, had a heart attack. No, she was so proud. She reached such a high level. Dvigas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, her parcha nishmasan, her neshama left her because she had such a great love for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now our Avas Hashem always has to be constantly growing as we head into the month of Kislev. So beautiful insight from Agar Dekala and the Chasim Sofer. The third idea of the Mor Veshemesh from Malach Hashpir and Rabbi Nachman, Mor Veshemesh tells us the Avuda Rabba, he had great Gashmis. It says Mor Veshemesh, Avuda Rabba doesn't just mean Gashmis, but his Ruchnis. He was constantly working himself every single minute. He's Iskaber Bechol Kocho. And that's what Mor Veshemesh says, we're going to say this in Halal. Yosef, when a Jew looks to increase, Hashem Aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Rabbi Nachman tells us, Sichos Aran, Samach Vav, when it comes to Tzfilah, Avuda Rabba, when it comes to Tzfilah, we have to put all our energies and our whole dedication into our Avodah Hashem. The fourth idea, the Emor Emes and the Aruch HaShulchan. Why did Yaakov Avinu have the chance, and when he says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me find it. Rashi says that Yitzchak was a little suspicious, because even when Yaakov was tricking Yitzchak, his Kabbalah Shema, his dedication, his Kabbalah Shema, HaShulchan was constant, was everlasting. He couldn't forget the Rosh Hashem even for 1 second. And that's what the Aruch Shulchan says. We say Baruch Shem in between the Rosh, in between after we make the Rosh. It's not because it's a Baruch Levatollah. It's because we're rededicating ourselves. We put our Yad on, we put our actions on, we put our head on, we put our Mavshoz on, and then we tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm ready for the day to serve you every single second. And that's what the Emor Emes says. He couldn't not. He was tricking Yitzchak, quote unquote, because listening to his mother, obviously for Kibbutz Avim, Shem Yishmor says that. But at the end of the day, for us to be to Torah, he had a Chodesh Baruch Hu always on his heart, always on his mind. And finally, the fifth idea, we said the Yismach Hashan of Biderman's Vort. Why is it say by the word Benib, by the Reich Nichoch? because at the end of the day, just like the Reich Nichoch, those Kabbalists were eternal to the Bonosham. We always have the connection to the Bonosham Bini. The Bini status is eternal. The Bini status is we pass like Rav Meir, the Gemara in Kiddushin Amidvav. Rabbi Yehuda says we're only considered a Bonim when we do the right thing. Rav Meir says no, Bekach, Bekach, Nikr Bonim. Rashba says right, and Shuvah, usually Machos, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we passing like Rav Meir. The Kabbalah Rav says a mitzvah of the Farsam, this Rashba. Shvi Zoch Bez Hashem. To remember this as we go into the month of Kislev, to know we have that status of Bonim constant, to be able to know we have this Chazovas, to constantly be working on Avas Hashem, constantly working on loving the Rabbon Hashem, constantly more and more, putting all our Kochas into Avas Hashem, constantly not for a second for getting the Rabbon Hashem, our Kabbalah, so Bechashmam, our dedication to Rabbon Hashem, and to know we constantly have that Bonim, Bono status, that constant, that eternal entranceway to our Father in Heaven. Wishing everyone a beautiful week and a good Chodesh Chayach.